412, are some kids around here being shortchanged on education? The question is at the heart of the debate over a Virginia law that lets families entirely opt out of public education, and there is no other law like it in the country.
Well, joining us now in studio is Josh Powell. He was homeschooled in rural central Virginia, and he wishes his parents had put him in a traditional school. He was profiled in the Washington Post recently. Josh, thanks for joining us here on WTOP.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, do you feel cheated from the fact that you were homeschooled and did not have the opportunity to go to a public school?
At one time I did. I don't know if I'd still use that language now, but I think I did at one time because there were a lot of opportunities that weren't allowed to me that I think would have allowed me to succeed perhaps sooner than I did. I had to take a lot of remedial classes in community college, and all of that time spent catching up has been, it's been hard, but I think that process has also made me the person I am today.
The law doesn't just allow parents to opt out of public education. There's absolutely no oversight in terms of what your parents are teaching you. So what did you learn, and what's your reaction to that piece of the law?
I think the law is really, really too much. I think that, I mean, there's no requirement even for the parent to be a high school graduate. There's no education requirements for the parent. There's no monitoring. The school board never even talked to me or my siblings. So it's very, very hands-off, and I think it's very dangerous for anything to be that hands-off and not have any oversight. In my experience, I learned a lot for the very early parts of my education. I was reading at 4 and loved to read. But then as the subject material became more complicated and we got into algebra and things like that that you really need a dedicated teacher for, things just sort of fell apart.
Well, and you are a senior now at Georgetown University.
I am.
Pretty tough school to get into.
Yeah.
But you took a circuitous route to get there. What were some of the things that you felt was missing in your education to get you to the point where you are now? What is it that you felt that you needed to pick up on?
Well, math was a huge thing. When I started community college, I placed into pre-algebra. So I had to take 3 years of developmental class before I could even start college-level math. And as a sociology major, we're using a lot of math. Other little things like literature, when people make literature references to books that I just wasn't required to read, geography, science, things like that, they just weren't a part of the collective of knowledge that I think a lot of people have that I don't.
Now, to be clear, off air, we were talking about the homeschool movement and how it's wildly successful for some people. My understanding is the piece you really have a problem with is no oversight at all in the state of Virginia.
Exactly, exactly. I know some wonderful homeschooled students who are doing very, very, very well, well above average. But I think that if they can do that well, then the government should still be able to monitor them and just have sort of proof and a record that they are doing well.
Are you working toward trying to get the law changed?
I would love that to change, yes.
All right.
Thank you so much, Josh. We really appreciate you being with us. And coming up in less than a half an hour, we'll talk about the other side of this debate as we speak with the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Thanks again, Josh.